Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. I am Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome and thank you for joining. We are we're excited to again be coming to you not only audibly, but we're
two guys with a face for radio.
That's right. We said, "Are you sure you want you want to do this with us?" But we are excited about just the content that we're going to talk about today. We happen to be recording together on Valentine's Day. I don't know what that says, but we're here hanging out in the studio with our team and recording. But we're going to talk about, can you really lead with love? And this has been a topic I know you've been entrenched in. We've been in rooms together with executives that this comes up and they're intrigued by it. And so I'm super excited that you put some content around this for us today. This has been something that not only for us in corporate environments rooms, but also internally as the John Maxwell Enterprise, our family. Joel Manby, who wrote the book Love Works, has come on to our team, has become one of our thought leaders, is going to be helping us with speaking engagements and developing content. And so what he's doing, coming from where he came from, brings credibility. Right. He's the CEO of SeaWorld before he retired, held several other CEO positions as well. And he believes that this was the difference maker. And so I guess if he could lead at that level, then we can help not only our teams and ourselves lead that way, but maybe somebody that is listening to us today. So thank you for listening. Thanks for joining us wherever you are. If you want more information on this or Joel and some of the things we're doing with him from an executive level, or maybe even some digital content, don't hesitate to visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast and just leave us a note there. Let us know what you're looking for, and our team will be more than happy to help you.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, I was doing servant leadership, and I told you that we covered it several times on this podcast about what is servant leadership, how do you become a servant leader. And I told you some people really push back on that term.
Yeah.
They can you call it something else? And I said, well, we could call it lead with love, but then their heads really would explode to do that. But I met Joel and got a copy of his book, and he was gracious to give that to me. And then I thought, I'm going to read this, and got the feeling, like you said, CEO at SeaWorld. How did he use that? And I had a couple of real ahas. I began to look into it a little more deeply. And that's what I really want to cover today, was what does that actually mean? And it's not what most people think. And Joel was very clear in his book. It's love the verb, not love the noun.
Right.
And I will explain that here. But for me, this became something you can really think about as a leader if you want to, like we say at the top, increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, increase your ability to drive results and engage. It's just people will start to buy in. It's just it makes a lot of sense to me now.
Yeah, and I like what you say, where it's a verb, right? It's something to where it's, as a leader, there's action behind what we're talking about here. Although most of us think about this word love, and it becomes about the feelings. And we're gonna kind of differentiate the two and how you can lead with love, which really kind of made it jump off the page to me, especially, right, because we're passionate about the methodology of the five levels of leadership, where level two, you believe it, I believe it is the foundation. Maybe that's because where we're naturally bent towards it being the best level. But here, where your influence grows because your ability to connect with people and your actions behind that allow people to feel included, maybe feel not necessarily loved, but can live that out. Where most leaders, the traditional side of things that you may be used to, or maybe you work in an environment of this where people believe it's just about the power and the authority of leading people is the foundation of how they lead. And we would say that that's not true. That's where you have a problem with turnover and retention and all those things. So love, let's dive in.
Yeah, I was laughing when you were talking, because I'm thinking that Joel or one of the other said that, love them. I don't even like them. How do I put the lead with love if I don't like them? I go, that's actually a great point. Can you lead with love if you really don't like them? If it's the verb, you can.
You can. So that's what absolutely. I love it.
And you made an interesting point about the word power versus the word authority. And this was a big learning for me as well, that power is when you use what we would call level one, your title or position is what you lean on to get others to do what you want them to do. People follow because they have to. when you have authority, though, it's really when you get people to want to do what you want them to do, and that's a level of influence that you have with them. Power kind of destroys relationships. Power gets in the way of your influence, but authority kind of feeds relationships and that buy-in that increases your influence with people around you. Author James Hunter, a book I had picked up kind of by accident, but this has kind of got my attention now, so I'm being drawn to things. He got me to thinking about how do you build authority, and it really is with service and sacrifice to the team, which now I'm back to servant leadership. And that service and sacrifice, he would say, was how do you do that? That's built on love and the verb.
That's right.
So that's what really cut this whole thing going is, can I lead with authority, which is my influence, through service and sacrifice that's fed by love?
What I love about what you just said a minute ago, and I don't want our listeners to miss this, you said, I'm kind of drawn to the topic right now. So you see this book, you see this article, you see whatever. It reminds me of, like, from a personal growth standpoint, I just want to give you this tie. Like, when you go and you're like, man, I can't wait to get that blue car, right? Then they're like, no one's got that blue car. And then all of a sudden you get the blue car and you see that blue car everywhere else, right? So you are an avid learner and consumer of content and product. This is where your mind's at right now. So leaders, I don't want you to miss that little comment from a personal growth standpoint. Even Perry, who has tons of just content all around, yet now he's on a topic. He's on a different topic. He's curious about it. And so things are just showing up that's giving him a deeper appreciation and understanding for that. Mm-hmm. And so if you have that mindset as a leader, whether it's about love or not, so this is kind of a little sidetrack here for us, it'll help you with your personal growth.
Yeah, it's about, so, we talk about bias and availability bias. So now it's available. I'm looking for it everywhere.
Yeah. So let's talk about this real quick. We said, hey, love is a verb, right? And we need to change the way that we think about that word. I think that's a pretty large hill we'll have to climb up, but hey, let's start taking baby steps and try to figure that out. And so most of us do think of this as a noun, where it's something where we have an emotion tied to, it's something that there's a feeling tied to the word love. Whereas we want to look at this as a verb, where we're really talking about your behavior, your skill sets, your actions towards leading people. And so you can't, I love this. You put this in my notes here just to kind of a comment I think is awesome, where he says you can't command someone to have a feeling or emotion, although I've tried both personally and professionally, neither have gone well, right, for someone else, but you can behave well toward them. And that is that act of living out the love word.
And that was exactly as why I put that in the notes, was because that was the game changer for me, was can you command someone to have a feeling? No, but I can behave well toward others and get to that verb type of thinking. Even if you never use the words leading with love, and I know in leadership circles we're in front of a lot of audiences.
Yeah.
That, and I've actually posed this in a number of audiences recently because I'm so focused on it, to say, what do you think about this? And it's not a phrase people want to use. It sounds soft, mushy, because we're thinking about it in terms of the feeling. But if you begin behaving lovingly, that the verb, you'll increase authority that we talked about and influence, which then leads to this higher engagement performance. So we're going to go through. I actually want to take them through a number of the words what would define this in a loving way. But to me, it really was about knowing that it's more than a feeling. This is about action.
Yeah. I was reminded of a quote that as we were kind of preparing for this, and then you even just said, I think Joel says, you know, love them. I don't even like them. And there's this great quote from Vince Lombardi, who those that maybe don't follow football like Perry and I do, his legendary coach at Green Bay Packers, where he said, I don't necessarily have to like my players and associates, but as a leader, I must love them. Love is loyalty. Love is teamwork. Love respects the dignity of the individual. This is the strength of any organization. What a powerful quote.
Yeah. And, you know, leaders talking about feelings for others, not actions toward them, it's not that normal. And in most cultures, especially in the U.S., we associate love with a feeling, just naturally the way we use the word. As long as I have a good feeling toward someone or something, then I can say I love it. We generally do not associate love with anything other than positive feelings toward each other.
Yeah.
And that's why that whole thing about, can I love them? I don't like them, type of thing comes up. So it to me, is starting to differentiate itself from feelings to actions.
And in the English language, love is kind of has a narrow thought process, a narrow definition. But if you back out, and some of our listeners probably know the difference between those, but in the Greek, it actually has several different words tied to it, right? So you have the eros, which is the sexual attraction that you have, a love. You have the philos, which is kind of the brotherly reciprocal love with each other. And then the agape love, which is the unconditional love that's rooted in the behavior towards others, whether they deserve it or not, right? And they have that as kind of the breakdown. This is very relevant to me because my wife is very passionate about this topic. And matter of fact, she and Joel got into a conversation recently, and Joel's like, we need to go have dinner as couples together because we got to unpack this word agape. And I was like, no, Joel, I hear it at home, but most people don't understand that. And that is true unconditional love.
And that's the key. And that's where let's before we start to wrap this up, I want to give a few words and I'd love to get your feedback on it. But if I'm going to make a deliberate choice to behave in a loving way toward others, no matter how I feel about it, it's not about feelings, it's about making a choice. Let me talk about some specific, I'll use some specific words, and then you kind of give me how it might show up in the workplace. But the first one, love is patient. How would that show up?
Well, the first thing I think about is a word that you and I have dropped on here several times, which is consistency. Mm. You know, being able to have self-control as a leader, no matter what the conversation is, no matter what the situation is, and have consistent behavior, I think that shows a patient side of leading and or connecting or influencing with your people.
So that's an action associated with the verb love. So if I said love is kind.
Yeah, the action here is pretty simple, straightforward. It's like being kind to others, right? How are you giving attention to them? How are you showing them that you have a little bit of appreciation, or maybe even you're just being encouraging to them? I'll give you just a quick example. Today, we had a team meeting, and after the meeting, I stayed on with one of our team members who's working through some things, and I just said, man, how's it going? How'd it go? What's the trip? Man, you're doing the right thing, and just connected with and encouraging just as that from a kind. Like, those are the actions behind leading with love.
But what if I don't like this person? What if I really don't like them?
Remember, we're not talking about the feeling, Perry. It's about the behavior towards others.
Well done. That was a test. I was just wanting to see if okay.
Perry not only helps me with the content, but then he makes sure that I'm paying attention, right?
So love demonstrates humility.
Yeah, for me, this is really about just being transparent. We've said, hey, trust is a accelerator when it comes to influence. And the more that you can be authentic, the more trust you'll have, which the more trust you have, it will increase your influence. But that all starts first with having that humility side.
What about love is respectful?
Yeah, for me, this is no matter what the topic is, no matter what's going on, no matter where they are from. Perry, you've developed some content for us just recently around inclusive leadership. Mm-hmm. And I think when you think about it from this standpoint where people feel valued, they feel needed and respected, that is being respectful.
I said love is selfless.
That's just, and leaders go last, right? And make sure that as a leader, you're putting the needs of others in front of yours and rolling up your sleeves when you need to and getting in there. And maybe there are shifts that you need to take as a leader in order to serve somebody, whatever it might be willing to do that from a standpoint that leaders go last.
But that does mean you need to know the needs of others on
you
the
team. You do need to know that.
If I said love is forgiving.
Perry, did you put this one on here because Sarah asked you to do this? Yeah, right. This may be the hardest one for me personally. Maybe it's the hardest one for you as a listener to where, hey, you've got tension is good in teams, right? We've got to have that, but we got to make sure that we are able to leave that in certain meetings and not keep it personal, and you're able not to make sure you don't hold resentment towards other people so that you can forgive and move on.
And the last one on my list, but definitely not the last one, would be love is honest.
Yeah, I think the greatest thing for me around this is your team needs to know the truth. They need to know whether they're performing or they're not performing. And I think if you continually lead with honesty and truth, you never have to remember what you said, right? Isn't that what something I remember my parents saying, hey, if you tell a lie, you make up a story, you better hope you remember it. It's a lot easier just to tell the truth.
So if I follow this right, people. If I was patient, kind, humble, respectful, selfless, forgiving, and honest, I just led with love.
You did.
And I didn't even have to like
you
them.
Did. And you wouldn't even have to use the word love. You don't have to walk up and go, no. I love you.
Good.
That's right. That's right. So, well, listen, as we wrap up here, let me close with this. This is for leaders, influencers. This is for even if you don't feel like you're an influencer. Then I would wonder if you listen to any of our other podcasts, because all of us are influencers. I think there's really two things that we need to think about as we wrap up today. Are we stretching ourselves to be able to lead like this? Are you stretching yourselves to grow like this? As I mentioned earlier with Perry and just having a lens and something he's in right now. And so he's stretching every time he sees a book and an article, whatever it might be, he's stretching himself to say, man, I want to learn more. Are we doing that as influencers? And then the second thing is serve. So not only do I want you to stretch yourself, but are you really serving your people?
Service and sacrifice.
Service and sacrifice. Are you serving your people, and are you leading with love, maybe without even using the word?
Right.
Matter of fact, you probably don't even want to use the word to walk and go, man, I love you today, Perry. I want to be kind to you, right? Don't go about it that way. So, man, just think about it. Continue to stretch yourself in this area. It'll serve you well. And then continue to serve those on your team.
Man, good stuff. Thank you, Chris. And thank you all for joining. Again, as Chris said, if you want any more information about what we're doing here, about the five levels, 360 Leader, you can find all that information at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We love hearing from you. Please leave a question. Yeah, it really helps me with the content development. I love hearing from you. And as always, if you don't know it, let me tell you from now, we love you and we appreciate you joining us. We're very grateful for you. That's all today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.